Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Owen in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I appreciate the call. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm just thinking, you know, Danny Ainge, think about his situation. He stayed organic the whole time. He hasn't traded for Butler. He hasn't traded for George. Now he's sitting on all these young guys. What do you think Danny Ainge could do right now? I honestly think he's got to stay organic. He's got to keep Rozier. He's got to realize that the best value is to keep the guys that you have, and you got to figure out a way to deal Kyrie right now and cash in on Kyrie. What do you think?
So you want him? You want him to trade Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
Carver High, do you think they should trade Kyrie Irving and Mafia? What do you think?
I wouldn't have a problem with it, but they're not going to do it.
And Mafia, do you think they'll trade Kyrie Irving?
No, and for everything we hear is that they really can't do anything until the summer because of Kyrie's contract, the way it is, the way their contracts line up, these two guys, they have to wait till the summer. And by then, Kyrie's a free agent, so he can't trade a free agent unless he re-signs in a sign-and-trade. But there's no way that that guy is going to do a sign-and-trade to go to New Orleans.
So Rozier, who you talked about, he's averaging 8.8 and his career 7.5. So he's basically an 8-point-a-guy game. He's 8.8 this year, 7.5 career. I mean, I think people up there, overrate this guy like he's some kind of rock star or something. I'm not buying it. I think he's tradable.
Have you seen the way that they play when Smart and Rozier are playing the game? I mean, the Celtics, they play as a team. You look at how they played in the playoffs last year. That was Celtics basketball. Everybody gets better. Brown plays better. Tatum plays better. I mean, Kyrie has been on this team, but have they really gotten better?
Well, they had to play Rozier last year in the playoffs every day. And I don't deny Smart's a tough player defensively, and he's gotten a lot better offensively as well. Like tonight he had 17. They won the game. They handled their business. I was watching Hayward tonight. He had 18. And we all know what he's been through with the injury and the broken leg and everything like that. But he's, you know, averaging 10, 15 in the career, 10 this year. And he's, you know, basically, I think he's been averaging around 9 and 10 points, 8.5 in February. Bottom line is, I mean, I guess you have to give him the year off as like an excuse when he was injured that he would never be the same again, or we don't know if he'll ever be the same again. I don't think he's been obviously that good this year. I think he's been okay. I think he's been average at best. He does not look like the same player to me at all, the one that everybody grew to love in, you know, Utah, and the one that Boston coveted. Obviously, his broken leg kind of, I think, ruined his career for a couple years, it would appear to me. Now, he may get stronger. I thought that Paul George got better in time, right? Like when he first tore his Achilles, he wasn't the same player, right? Everybody wondered if he'd ever be the same player again. I think he's better now, actually, right now in OKC. The guy that I see play every night now, I think is better than the guy, frankly, before he got injured and broke his leg at the Olympics tryouts and whatever. I think he's a better player now. So I'm not saying that Hayward won't get better again and get back to who he is, which is like a 15 guy a night. But right now, he obviously doesn't look like the same player. I don't even know. I don't even think they, frankly, could move him. Like, I don't think anyone's stupid to the fact that he's not the same guy. I won't deny that Smart's good, and I won't deny that the team is solid. They seem to play better, if you ask me, when they play, you know, tough teams. Like, so if they're playing a really good team in the East, you know, let's say, you know, they're going up against Milwaukee or Toronto or Philly, I think they play their best ball. And when they played against the Warriors, they look tough. So I think that when they play really good teams, I think that it brings out the best in them. They're obviously really good in their division, and I think they're really good in the conference. And I think what they've been is really bad against average teams. Whenever they play an average team, like tonight, they play this terrible Cleveland team. They're awful this year. They're atrocious. And then, you know, they handled their business. They won the game, but they barely beat them. They play down to bad teams, and then they seem to get up for good teams, which I can't fault them for. I think they are tough when they play really good teams. I think they're, you know, coached well. They are a good team. I think they're going to be dangerous in the playoffs. I put them in that same pack with, frankly, Milwaukee, Toronto, and them. And I do think they're a better playoff team than the Bucks or the Raptors. The Raptors have always folded up shop in the, you know, in May, and that's just all there is to it. And Boston seems to find their way. A lot of people thought at the beginning of this year that they'd be playing the Warriors in the NBA Finals. I don't think that's the worst stretch I've heard in terms of guessing who the Warriors are going to face in the finals. Everybody always wants to say, well, who are the Warriors going to play in the Western Conference Finals? I frankly don't think at some point or another it even matters because they're going to win, right? They're going to win that series too. My problem is not beating the Warriors. It's beating the Warriors four times, you know what I mean, in a series. So, look, I still think the Celtics are a dangerous team, but I don't think they're trading Kyrie Irving at all. In fact, I think they're going to bleed him. They're going to use him until he's, like, got nothing left in the tank. That's what they're going to do with him.